Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Sirach is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. Half a dozen years now. He's been seven, actually. He's been hanging out with us. He's the president of the family-owned business specializing in financial planning and financial services, the Sirach Financial Services business. He's the author of The American Dream Revisited and If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? And he's our good friend, Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back.
So, 7 years.
I know, 7 years. How about that?
It goes really fast.
Time flies when you're having fun. Exactly. That's what I always say. So, all right, one of the things I know you do a lot of work with is you work with business owners, not only to help them with their personal financial planning, but also with their business's structural financial planning too, right? You do a good bit of that.
Yes, a tremendous amount of that, Jim. Spend probably 50% of my time on that category.
Give us an example of what that entails.
Well, I'll give you a good example of something that just happened last week, and actually that's why I thought it would be a good subject to talk about. I'm sitting with a client of mine. He owns a very successful business, and he is he's probably good for 7 weeks a year vacation. And so we're sitting there talking, and I said to him, I said, okay, Steve, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, if you take 7 weeks a year, who runs your business? And he turned to me, looked at me, said, well, Jim does. And I said, great. I said, let me ask you another question, Steve. If Jim went across the street and got hit by a Budweiser truck, no offense, Budweiser, what would happen to your vacation? What would happen to your business? And that day I happened to be wearing a white shirt. And I'll tell you, he turned about the same color on my shirt. And I mean, literally, Jim, he looked at me and says, Gary, I never thought about that. I said, well, what would it cost to replace Jim, Steve? And he said, wow, a lot. And I said, well, define a lot. He said, it would take me $1 million. I said,
right.
Well, what happens?
There you go.
What happens? And he said, well, I don't know. What do I do? I said, well, let me ask you another question. I said, what keeps Jim from going across the street working for a competitor of yours? What would happen then? And then he didn't have any other shades of white to turn. He was already pretty spooked.
Right.
And he said, wow, that would be devastating. I said, well, why not protect that? Why not protect your business? You know, you buy business insurance to cover your machinery, your trucks, all that stuff. I said, why not cover the key guy in your whole company besides you that would just screw up your life?
What do you do?
Well, he said, I think that's a really good idea. He said, is that going to cost me a lot of money? I said, not nearly as much as it would cost you if you don't have it.
That's right. That's exactly right. I've owned key man insurance for years, not only on myself but on the people that I depend on in my organization.
Yeah, and well, one thing is you're smart, Jim, but not that many people are. So here's what happens is I'm sitting with a really intelligent guy who runs a great business, and it never really dawned on
just,
him how vulnerable
so many people just don't think about life insurance as a financial tool. That's one of the things that I had the experience at once upon a time of being in that industry, and I was introduced to – so if it hadn't been for that, I might not have been so smart, but I was introduced to the use of a lot of people when they think of life insurance, they think of it in a different way than as a financial tool, a financial support, a financial foundation. They don't think of it like that, do they?
Oh, not at all. They absolutely think about it as a death benefit and, you know, it's more than I'm going to need or it's not going to happen.
But as a business tool. I mean, they think, as you say, you know, I'm going to protect my family, I'm going to cover my mortgage, blah blah blah. But they don't realize it can become a business tool.
Well, huge. So let me give you a really cool thing that happened. In fact, it's sort of happening right now. There's a client of mine who is looking to buy another business, a companion business to his, And he's been a client of mine for 25 years. And he bought policies from me many, many years ago and has created a huge amount of cash inside these contracts. So we're looking, and he's talking to me about buying this business and how much money he has to come up with. And he was talking about how much the banks were hassling him. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, Gary, he said, I'm so frustrated with the bank right now. He said, I want to do this deal. And I looked at him, and I said, well, why don't we use your life insurance policies and you become your own bank?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how would I do that? And I said, well, it's not that hard to do. I said, we'll take a loan from your policies. You don't have to ask anybody permission. You don't have to show them financial statements. You just take what you can use. And he said, man, that's so much better than what they're doing. He said, let me think about that. I'll call you back. 2 days later, he called me back and said, can I get $250,000 out of there? I said, yeah. He said, do it. And the thing was, I had him a check in 7 days,
mm-hmm.
and the bank had been giving him the runaround for probably the better part of 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so frustrated.
He didn't realize he had, in the process of protecting him, his family and his business against any kind of an unfortunate thing, he had also amassed some equity that he could use.
Yeah. And he said, Gary, this is a great tool. Why have I never used it before? I said, well, you never asked. I said, we've talked about it, but you just always treat it as like mm-hmm. a sacred investment. I said, it's not sacred. It's just cash. It's another asset of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part that I think people really miss, Jim. I think it's an asset, and it's no different than a really good employee or a piece of machinery, except they show up to work every day.
And if he were doing the right thing, I don't know what he did. It's not me to judge him, but what he should do is pay that back with interest the way he would have the bank and make the business replenish that.
Totally what we did. We yeah. literally set up a payment plan.
Don't act like it's money from Santa. Act like, as you said, you're the bank. Be the bank. Do what the bank does.
And we
return the capital
with
interest.
Exactly that. And precisely what we did, Jim. And the interesting thing about it, too, is when we looked at what the loan from the bank was going to be and how they were going to do it, they were going to try and get this over 2 years. And he said, man, that's killing me. I
yeah.
said, let's take it over 5 years.
Right.
It's okay. You're your own bank. You get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting way to look at life insurance, which most people don't. And unfortunately, a whole lot of businesses just don't really grasp the importance of
having cash. Well, see, this is another thing. This is a little off the subject just a little bit. But this is a different kind of a tangent. Is it on the same theory when I try to talk small business owners into owning the real estate that their business is in, own it personally. I mean, there's so many things that can happen from that. Instead of paying your landlord the rent, pay yourself the rent, and it's very similar type, just different products, different ways of different assets. But anyway, hold on to that thought, Gary. I need your website quickly, please.
GarySirak.com.
All right. S-I-R-A-K is the name, how you spell his last name. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.